The Sentai Review, Episode 28, 1998, Super Sentai.
Welcome to Fandom Night! It is time for more Sentai!
Yay!
We are currently in 1998, and who are these Rangers, Shane?
Well, these are the... Oh my god, I'm gonna butcher this like a son of a bitch. These are the Chaiju, Sentai, Jinjaman.
Oh, we're in the it's
Lost Galaxy. Yeah.
Now... The next thing we do here is go around the chairs.
Well, I'm Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
I'm Jeremy.
Scott Action Jackson.
And...
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Those are your Rangers. Do you want the describing part? Because this is also an audio podcast.
Okay.
Also, for anybody that's interested, FandomNight.com will take you to all of our contact information where you can view this episode. If you're listening to it by audio, you can view this episode on YouTube with the actual pictures that we're watching, or vice versa. If you'd just like to take this show with you to work, you could do so. We have a podcast where we post most all of this audio files also.
Okay. Well, to get started, their boots and their gloves, all five Rangers are the same. Their chest is white with a...
They're all wearing tank tops.
Yes, with a black...
Squiggle
around them. All of them have it. I'm not going to describe their helmets yet, but I won't.
The colors we got: pink, red, blue, yellow, and green.
Yes. So almost close to our original. They just don't have black. Their belts are the same.
They have this gold
V.
Yeah, it's a V type of thing.
They all have the same, we call them quasar sabers here in America.
I don't know what their actual names are, but I promise you there's a couple viewers that will let me know.
And they all look the same except for the animal symbol in the middle.
I like that they all have those swords, honestly.
Yes.
I don't know why, I just think that's neat.
When you watch Lost Galaxy, it was kind of like a King Arthur thing.
I just got it.
They had to pull out of a stone, out of the rocks.
I'm catching myself up in Power Rangers as they release. So, as they've been releasing, not those giant box sets, I simply don't have the money for them, but they've been releasing the seasons one by one at like Walmarts and whatnot, and I'm all the way up to Lost Galaxy, and then I'm also talking with a couple of the people that have been posting on this show, and one guy told me where I could find a lot of the original footage, like, so I could watch the original series.
Well,
so I'm going to start possibly doing that soon, too.
They did release that, the Zoo Ranger on DVD.
Which is fine, yeah. But when I've been talking to this guy knows a couple groups that you can get entire series.
So, like, the very first...
Yes, and then they have subtitles, and, one show he really wants me to check out is Jetman. He was real mad that we bombed on Jetman because he thinks it's like one of the greatest Sentai series they did. He said it's got a really hardcore good storyline and that after we watch it, our opinions will most likely change about how we've seen them. Well, but I explained to him, this is all about costumes,
yeah, it's
guys.
Just the costumes. It's now, like, they don't know about their story.
They can
or...
have a hardcore story and it can be really good, but they look dumb.
And that will happen from time to time. But it is interesting. I told him it's going to be interesting when I watch these shows how my opinion might change because you do become accustomed and like things the more you see it.
Like, These Rangers are pretty basic. I mean, their helmets are all, obviously, their helmets are all going to be different.
I'm okay with them.
The Pink Ranger's helmet has probably got the least amount going on.
Should we go next?
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah,
there is a further one that has the helmet. So.
Here, there's a better look at the swords right here. And they also have those things.
It looks like more of a super mode.
It's like a gauntlet type of thing that they're holding.
Yeah,
on their hands
look a lot different in this.
Yes, well, I think he's right. I think there was like an upgrade to the Quasars later on in this.
Well, let's start with the Green Ranger because we can see him the best. His helmet.
If we need a next, we go next.
Okay, their mouthpieces. I can only see the Green Rangers. Really
so you
well.
Want to move on?
Yeah, move on. I want to see if I can get a better.
Next. There you go.
There's the Sixth Ranger.
And it also is our first look at the, I'm sorry, I hate that. I like when the other Rangers are a little bit different, but still look like Rangers. I hate when the Sixth Ranger is like some sort of weird Power Rangers monster, stupid...
Future thing.
He looks like a knight.
Yeah, I don't like him. Now, I've been watching the show, and he's okay. I'm all right with him. I'm like, okay, he's a pretty cool guy. But I don't like the way he looks. And I really hated when our guy became the Sixth Ranger later on, and he transforms into that, because he just doesn't look like he belongs there.
No, he looks like he's some, you guys are going to hate me. He kind of looks like something out of Beetleborg.
No, I agree, 100%. Like, Ninjor did not look like he belonged with the... He just didn't look like he belonged there.
Just because your name's Ninjor and they're ninjas doesn't mean you belong there.
Like this, everybody looks kind of cool, and then there's this weird black knight guy that looks like he should have been in a different show.
We're going to go from left to right, so we're going to start with the Green Ranger. We're just going to do helmets.
He has kind of like a bird?
Yeah, he's a bird.
Okay.
Guys, you're probably going to hate me. I think his bird was kind of like a condor. No, I might be wrong.
Okay.
I'm not a bird expert, but his
You're gonna have to just.
They all have okay. They all you guys remember our Mighty Morphin one? Their mouthpieces have those lips.
Yes, they all have the that. Silver mouth with lips.
Yeah, they all have that. He has a his visor is kind of like a.
It's a V. Evil eye V type of thing.
It's like a wider V, and it has a metal in the middle, and then on each side of that has a red. I'm gonna say eyes, maybe.
I was gonna say it looked more like antennas, but
now the girl, I don't think that's actually a girl. I think that it was a guy in their series. I don't know for sure, but I think it was. And this almost looks like just referencing. She looks like something out of Voltron, because I see the like lion with the metal face part right above her triangle visor, and then she's got the normal mouth like everybody else. But that looks like something out of Voltron to me.
The Red Ranger has normal rectangular visor. He's got like black.
Eye slits,
there
and then there's like a hair type of thing.
And he's got these
on top
yellow.
Of it. It's not actually hair. It's like these yellow.
That would be weird to have hair
designs.
On your helmet. But.
Hey, Battle Fever J, anyone?
The Blue Ranger, his visor is I can't even begin to describe what I'm looking at.
Well, I know that there is one picture on here that has the helmets, which is clearer. So
next,
it's a Chupa thingy.
Chupa thingy.
Next.
There we go. Much better.
Much better. Yeah. This
the
picture.
Blue Ranger has.
I still say she looks like something out of Voltron. Maybe bird, more bird wise, but something out of Voltron. The yellow.
Cat.
You notice her weapon?
Yeah.
Notice her weapon?
Like those could be.
Her weapon is very much like our daggers type of thing. But I think they all got that. They all had a dagger, and the daggers, each of them got two of them, but they could, like, his. Became like a stabbing weapon, like a Wolverine weapon, the blue guy did, and then, see, the other girl, she could pull hers out and it became a bow, because they each got the dagger, which they were calling them Quasar daggers in our series, and then they each got the sword. They could use them in different ways.
I don't know how to describe the Blue Ranger's visor, but on the top of it, clearly looks like he's got a silver, like, face almost. Because those look like eyes on the top of his helmet. The Pink Ranger has two, like, orange eyes on top, and her visor is like a...
oval.
It's almost like the Red Ranger's, except a little more,
roundish.
Rectangly oval.
Thank you. Thank you.
A rounded rectangle?
Now, the Red Ranger's... okay, the Red Ranger's weapon...
elongated oval?
Yeah.
Like I said, I could be wrong here, but I think the Red Ranger's weapon kind of looks like that battering ram that you try to like use at knockdown doors.
I'm not sure what part that's from, but I do remember that the other Ranger, and I guess you could see it right here, he uses a gun and a sword. He just blows you away. Like, and he's
actually,
not.
It is both a gun and a sword. So
when I was watching the Lost Galaxy not too long ago, he was pretty hardcore about it. Like, he'll show up where they'll be fighting guys, and they'll be like using the swords and everything, and he'll just walk in and be like, and just blow a guy down, and then reload the gun and be like, and he just blows through people like shooting his gun. He's like, you know what? Tired of all this jumping and kicking and shit, step aside. He'll just open fire.
Sounds very knightly.
But
yeah. He does have a better saber than they do, too. It's like this big black, like, more powerful sword, and it's got, like, the edges on what do you call them? This part here that you're looking at, what is that called?
Oh, the hilt?
Oop. Yeah. I think, is that a hilt?
Oh my god, I'm sorry guys, we're not sword experts either.
The handguard?
Yes.
Let's talk about? Yeah, it's a hilt.
Okay. Yes. Well, that part is a lot bigger on his sword.
But like Bill said, these Rangers don't look bad. I mean, they look decent. I mean, they're pretty basic. I mean, they're nothing fancy. I mean, like I said, besides their colors, their suits all are pretty much identical.
I like their suits. And I think there's something very basic in their design.
Yeah.
But I like it when something is not over designed.
Basic work.
Next.
Well, here's a picture of them with their Megazord.
And all their light, look, the pink and the red and the blue, they're like their eyes are lit up.
Yep. And
the eyes on the helmet.
And the green and yellow have like red eyes, while the other ones have like normal like headlights.
It's a Voltron cartoon.
Next.
Here's them doing their poses.
Action pose.
Next.
Now here's them doing their Superman pose.
Next.
Here's them holding their sabers. I don't understand this one.
Yeah, there's like one that's weird.
It's just sticky.
might have been from like a record cover.
It's like it's trying to poke the Blue Ranger. And it's getting really close to an area where people don't want to be poked at.
Before we move on, I would like to take this opportunity to say something that has been brought to my attention now. There is a reason. And we've been dealing with this argument since, like, easily, like, the fourth episode of this thing, where sometimes the yellow looks like a guy, sometimes the yellow looks like a girl. There's a reason this is happening. And it all has to do with Gokaiger. In Gokaiger, if the girl is yellow, but the guy was yellow in their series, this is just for reference, that Yellow Ranger would use the Legacy Ranger from back then, the other Sentai warrior. So this person would be like, "Ah, go Galactic, you know, Yellow Ranger." And then even if this was a guy back in this show, in Gokaiger, it was a girl. So you're going to find pictures where sometimes halfway through the pictures we'll run into one and we'll be like, "Oh, wait, now that's a girl all of a sudden." That's what's been happening. That was explained to me in, like, the last episode that was posted.
Looking at this picture, the Yellow Ranger clearly is a guy. And the reason why I say that is...
I think there was only one girl on the original team, I think, but I can't guarantee that.
Here's how I look at it. I could be wrong, like I said.
She looks... This yellow one looks awful petite, but I can't...
The way they're standing, as you can see, how she... The Pink Ranger's standing, kind of...
feminine.
Thank you. While the other ones, the guys are standing there normally, and the Yellow Ranger is basically standing like the green and red. nothing feminine about how the Yellow Ranger's standing.
I'm pretty sure it was guys and one girl, if I remember.
I mean, there are a few cases of things where it has been two women.
Eventually, later in the...
Right, but that's what I just explained to you. In the Japanese series, the Sentais, most of the time, it is one girl. What we've been witnessing is American pictures
and
Gokaiger pictures where there were two girls.
I think I'm right here. I could be wrong, but later on in the as the series continues, I believe Ninja Storm was the first time we actually put a guy in yellow. And we've had that.
But in Japan...
In Japan, it's been happening.
Yeah.
It took us a while to do it. But we've got Rangers now who are in yellow, and they're guys. And I know you hate it, but Mystic Force, that Yellow Ranger is a guy.
That I'm not looking forward to.
But he is a guy, but I think Ninja Storm was the first time we put a man in yellow.
Next!
Here is them holding their weapons.
Daggers and stuff.
This is what I mean. See how his is kind of double-edged?
It almost looks like he's got a gun. Look at it. If you look, you guys can't see me.
Now, I do think they shoot, actually. Is
right
that
here?
What those little studs are about?
That looks like that. Looks could be like a really small barrel. And it looks like it shoots.
I can't remember, but I think they do. I think they can shoot those things. I think they all combine together and become some sort of weird gun also.
Yes. If we hopefully we got maybe a picture of the weapons together.
No. Next!
Now here's a much better picture.
Oh, see, there's the case of the yellow chick.
Yep, now she's got a skirt.
The Blue Ranger's about to power the fuck up.
Yeah, that chick crap in his pants.
And the Red
Guys, we really gotta go!
The Red Ranger's got his arms
and,
up in the air.
Yes, you're right. This is another one of those instances. This is not from their series.
Not from the original series.
This is either something that was taken for us, or this is a Gokaiger picture, where because there were two girls on Gokaiger, but one girl on this, there were two girls in this picture, because this is not an actual Galaxy picture. In terms of where... I already forgot what the name of these guys were. The son...
Jinja...
Ginja Gaigaman or something.
Ginja Man.
Ginja Man.
Ginja Man. Redheads everywhere.
I have no idea.
I'm sorry, Japan. We butcher your names.
Next!
Look
at him.
Looking studly.
Look at the Green Ranger. He's like, what the hell are you doing here?
He really does. He's like... Dude, this is not your show.
Dude, what show are you from?
Nobody is.
Like, they were filming two different shows. Like, they had a stage over here, and the other guys had a stage over there. And the Rangers were having trouble, and he was like, excuse me. And he just walked over to the Sentai set and started throwing down.
Look at the other four. The other four are paying attention to what's going on. The Green Rangers is looking at this guy like, what are you doing?
So he's providing nothing but a distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to get them all killed.
I guess he looks cool, but I just don't feel like he belongs here.
I don't think he fits in this series.
Now, look at the position of the Yellow Ranger's hand.
Okay.
You don't see it?
I see it.
I see potential.
It. I see potential.
Wow. Next.
And there's the Six Ranger's sword.
See, look at him.
It's not even a quasar saber.
No, it's like this big giant sword.
It's like a broadsword. Like I said, guys, I'm sorry. I'm not a sword expert, but...
He looks fine, I guess. I just this nagging feeling like he does not belong
in
the show.
And stands out in comparison
and
to the others.
Right.
Like,
I don't like
yes,
that.
Yes, and we all realize you're the leader, Red Ranger. You don't need the biggest frickin' picture.
He does. He really does.
Look at everyone gets this tiny picture.
I want to say, if I remember right, so far from what I've watched, the Red Ranger's kind of an interesting thing in our Lost Galaxy because he's like, he doesn't want to be in charge at all. His brother dies in order to get him that saber, and his brother should have had it.
His brother is the one that pulled the quasar saber out of the rock, basically making him worthy to be the Red Ranger. His brother dies, and basically hands him the saber.
Yeah, handed him the saber.
And he got the saber by trying to save his brother. He didn't pull it. He didn't pull it out of the rock. But somehow he became worthy.
Since he's already got the Red Ranger power, he ends up keeping it. Like, I want to say he even tries to give it away at one point because he doesn't think he deserves it. Which, in our series, it was kind of rare to have, like, character design, like, you know, development. Yeah, like, it didn't happen.
And also, at least in our series, you really didn't see anybody die.
I will say this. He didn't die, but
when you first watched it, you see his brother fall. You're thinking, as a kid, oh my god.
In the first 15 episodes, he looks awful dead.
That's not the only character, though. The Pink Ranger, in the Lost Galaxy, the first Pink Ranger in the series.
Kendrick, I believe is her name.
There's a reason they had to do that. They originally did not want to do that, but she got cancer. And they had to take her out of the show, so they gave her I don't know why they chose to do it this way, but they gave her a death scene.
They kind of killed her, replaced her with an astronomer.
Astronomer from in space.
But she came back at the very end.
Now, other times in shows like this, though, if she would have got sick, she would have, like, went off with a different brigade or something like that. But it was real strange that our show decided, because, look, I mean, that wasn't... Yes, she's still alive at the end of the show, okay? But for what it's worth, they weren't really pulling too many punches with this series, and a lot of the other series that we've dealt with after this and before this, nobody was gonna die. You knew that.
No matter how hardcore of Power Ranger fans we may be, we realize that it was targeted towards children.
Right. Nobody's gonna die. But in this series... As far as we can tell at first glance, two people die.
Yes.
Both heroes.
Yes. Very interesting, because I seen that guy fall, and I'm like, wow.
When I watched the first episode just recently, I said that. I was like, did they just kill him?
I'm like, dude, you didn't even get a chance to transform, and you're dead. Wow.
Next.
Here's them holding their sabers, the Pink Ranger's distracted.
She, like, doesn't... She's like, mine doesn't work!
At least she's not pointing at her face.
Yes, if you want. I can't remember which one I said that, but... One
Jetman.
Of them.
No, it wasn't. It was in Jetman, one of the last pictures, the Black Ranger has the gun pointed at his face.
Like, he really wants to end
it. And I made sure to make that one the last picture.
Next!
Here is a...
little better view...
This is a CGI-ish...
Yeah, CGI-ish type picture of all the five Rangers.
Yeah, like I said, their costumes are not bad. I don't have an issue.
Next! This is cool.
This is kind of an action...
Like I like this.
I like how the Green Ranger's like, please catch me!
The Green Ranger looks like the 1990s Wolverine. Somebody's gonna move out of the way and he's gonna fall on his face and act a bitch the rest of the series.
The Blue Ranger kind of looks like he's swinging in.
Yeah, he's Tarzaning it up. The Pink Ranger is falling.
Yeah.
She's like, oh no!
Wasn't ready for it. I like how the Red Ranger's like, hey guys, leader.
Yeah.
I'm the leader. Can you guys tell? If you guys can't tell yet, I'm
the Yellow's leader. Doing that Tommy jump that we saw throughout our series.
There's nothing wrong with that.
If I'm not mistaken, the Pink Ranger did it too when firing her bow.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yep. Yeah, I think he's right.
Yeah, I think she did it a few times, yeah.
Next!
Here's her helmets and a CGI. No, I'm going to say I got
really heavily computer generated.
Yes, there we go. Yeah.
I had really debated keeping this. The only reason I kept this image was in case we couldn't describe the helmets. Next!
Look at the Green Ranger's got a pee.
Yeah, what's going on? What is going on?
It looks like they were like, oh, yeah.
I like how the Red Ranger got tired of holding his other arm up, and he was like, oh, man, can we take this picture already?
I like how
that's
like,
why the Green Ranger has to pee.
Yeah, they've been here for so long, the Red Ranger's arm is tired, and the Green Ranger needs to go to the bathroom. Can we just snap the shot already?
They look like, hey, guys, we need one more picture, and he's like, hurry.
His helmet even, like, displays a sense of urgency.
The Pink Ranger's got a...
she's gonna fall down.
Yeah, she looks like she's about to fall over.
She's drunk.
The Blue Ranger's the only one that's like, Guys, I feel like I'm the leader. Got my arm out. I really feel like if I was in the middle.
I think the yellow one could be the second female one again.
That's a guy.
Yeah, I don't see.
Because there's no dress.
Okay.
I know for sure there's no tomboy-esque character that I could think of in the Japanese series. If they're the girls, they have
the skirt
or the panties
type of thing. They all had that to indicate which one.
And since this one doesn't, that was a guy in Japan. But because we've seen it with a skirt, that was Gokaiger Pictures.
Well, all I know is I nearly need to let him go. He has to pee.
Next!
Hearing them in the
It is cold.
It kind of looks like the red...
Why does the Pink Ranger always look like she's going to fall over?
She's a drunk.
Everybody else is standing kind of crouched. She's already leaning forward like she's lost balance.
It's almost like the photographer is like, okay, Pink Ranger, I need you to look like you're falling. Can you do that?
Next!
And we're back.
That was it. It is time to score these Rangers. Give me that toy.
Toy.
And you know what? I think we're going to start with Jeremy.
Me, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a 4.
That's a pretty high score, yeah.
I'm not really against the costumes.
No, there's nothing
wrong. They'll get about the same weaponry.
Yeah.
The only real issue I had was the 6th Ranger.
I apologize, I forgot to ask the question. Who is the coolest Ranger? I am going green this time. I like the color, and I think his helmet's a little cooler than the others.
Well, hear me go, being cliche, red.
Okay.
Gonna go with the 6th Ranger. I don't know what color to call him other than black.
I call him dumb.
I think I'm gonna go with the standard Red Ranger too.
Okay. Red Ranger won our coolest.
Being cliche.
So you got 4.
At least on this one.
Yeah, I'm giving him 4.
3.5.
Okay.
Alright, Scott.
4.
Alright, Bill, what do you give him?
I think I'm on 3.5 also, actually.
Okay, these Rangers are going to get a pretty good score. They're going to be one of the higher ones.
3.75 for these guys. A little bit better than average Rangers.
Not bad.
3.75.
Not bad, guys. I mean, and their series wasn't that bad either.
Well, I don't know about their series, but the one that we got that represented them for us wasn't that bad, no. Okay, we have more Sentai to get to.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.